It's Matt Malone.
And intern Lisa.
And we are backstage at Chicago's Country Lake Shake Festival. We're joined by Drew Baldridge. What's going on, man?
Man, it is a great day to be playing a festival. It's beautiful weather out here. It's like 70 degrees. And I'm originally from Illinois, yeah. Southern Illinois. So it's like a hometown show almost. Even though we're about 5 hours south of here, it's still going to be a great day to play country music.
Did you have any family or friends drive up for this?
I didn't.
We'll call them right now, man. We will.
Yeah, but I'm going to drive through tomorrow and see some of them. So, you know, it's 5 hours from here. And Chicago is a big city from where I'm from. I'm from a town of 600 people and graduated school with 22 kids. So it's like my dad, you know, he's almost scared to drive up in Chicago. So if I asked him to come up here, he'd be like, oh, I don't know if I can drive in the traffic.
I know how that feeling is because, again, same situation here.
Totally, man. But it's great to be up here in Chicago, and we still consider this one of our close to a hometown show for us. And we played up here for the last about 4 years, and we're playing the next from Nashville stage with a lot of other good artists. I mean, the main stage tonight, of course, we have Miranda Lambert. I mean, Little Big Town, Dan and Shay. We were with those guys last night over in Minnesota, which was so much fun. And man, I'm just blessed to be here. I'm blessed to be a part of country music and a little part of country music, but hopefully that'll continue to grow and we continue to do great things.
Well, you've had some high accolades from some really big people in the industry as well, too, which is pretty exciting. But let's talk a little bit about your performance last night. You touched on it a little bit. Wild weather where you're playing. So weather-wise, what was the wildest situation you've ever played or had to deal with?
Man, I'm trying to think of the wildest weather. I mean, we've had some... of course, some rainouts, but we've been pretty blessed of not having any major problems happen on stage.
No evacuations or anything?
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, no evacuations, but we've had some shows cancel. You know, the other Thursday, we actually played up in Country USA,
yeah.
And it rained our whole show. So there was, like, not a ton of people out there, but, man, country music fans are just the best. They'll almost stay through anything. They throw a poncho on.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and they just don't give a crap.
Right.
You know,
rain makes mud, man.
Exactly. I mean, that's what we're about. And so we had a great time in the rain. And then last night, you know, it was pretty windy. My drummer was playing. Her cymbals were falling and hitting her in the face. And the wind was blowing everything everywhere. And but, man, it's just fun. That's what makes for a good time at a show is when, you know, something doesn't go as expected.
Right.
Something goes unexpected and the crowd eats it up. You know, like, oh my gosh, they're still playing through all this stuff that's going on. And so that's probably off the top of my head, just bad wind, man, and just blowing stuff over. And, you know, I've had several occasions where I almost fell. The other day I was singing, and we have these light boxes that are on the front of the stage, and it shoots like some fog out, and some, you know, you step on it, hits the light, and I was dancing. I'm a big dancer on stage. I like making a fool of myself.
Yeah.
And I'm up there dancing. I'm spinning around my guitar, and I, like, almost trip and fall. But I do it very gracefully where I land on my light box like, hey!
Just hanging out here.
Yeah, just hanging out right here. Don't worry about me.
So you turned down an athletic scholarship to pursue music.
I did, yeah.
Was there any point where you kind of thought, oh, maybe I made the wrong decision?
I don't think so. You know, I wake up every morning and my arm already pops because I was a pitcher. And
nice.
So I'm like, man, I think I made the right decision. But there was every time we played at the I'm a huge Cardinal fan, St. Louis Cardinal fan. I know I got to say that quiet being up here in Chicago.
I was gonna say, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm a huge St. Louis Cardinal fan. And we played Busch Stadium for the radio over there a couple weeks ago. And, you know, I got to be there in the stadium. And, you know, that kind of makes me think, it's like, man, I wonder if I was still doing it, if I would make it to the majors. But you know what? I feel like I've made it to the majors in singing and being an artist. And in this way, I can influence a lot of people's lives. I can touch a lot of people. And that's what I want to do as an artist. And our single being Rebound, which did a lot of amazing things for us. It's a song that says something. You know, it says you don't need to be anybody's second choice. And you don't need to be falling for somebody that doesn't want you as much as you want them. If I was pitching, I couldn't get that message out, you know, as the way as I can here as an artist. And I hope throughout my artistry I can continue to have a message for people and use my voice for something bigger than me. And I feel like that's what God put me in this position for, is to do that. And I hope I can continue to do that. If I was pitching, I couldn't do that.
So let me ask that. You mentioned Rebound. You have Emily Weissman on the track as well, too.
Yeah.
So let's say you had the opportunity to choose any female artist to join you on another song. Who would you choose that's out right now?
That's out right now? Of course, I mean, Carrie Miranda would be awesome. But I think for, like, if I had to choose anybody to be on Rebound with me, it'd probably be Kelsey.
Okay.
Yeah, I just feel like the song really fits her, and she's You know, she's a friend. She's awesome. And I think she would just, she would kill Rebound, of course. And just, you know, sing that part, I think her voice would be made for it.
The Matt Malone Morning Show, weekdays from 6 to 10 on 20 in a row, 97.5 Y Country. Nobody plays more country.